because I do social work, I'm interested in people and pain.
Welcome to Push In, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. You know how there's always someone whose work you admire, but you've never gotten a chance to know them better? Well, this is my chance to find out more about talented Victoria actor, writer, director, producer, Susan Coe, and her touching short, In the End. This story of a devoted daughter delivering the eulogy for the prickly mother she's never gotten along with has played in numerous festivals, won Best Actor Awards for lead Darlene Tate, was a finalist in the Vancouver Independent Film Fest, and won Best Short in both the Bridge Fest and Art Film Awards.
Scene one.
Welcome to Push In, Sue.
Thank you.
In the End has a very tight structure. It shifts between a daughter delivering her mother's eulogy and clips from the past, mostly from the daughter's point of view, but in one devastating reveal from the point of view of a care home nurse. How did you come up with that structure?
I've been open with the fact that this is very autobiographical, and my mother, she is 4 years almost exactly since she passed away, and I thought about the idea of flashbacks from the service. And so once you do that, it's quite easy to write it. And then the reveal, I actually wrote the whole thing, and then I gave it to a friend of mine who had done film school, and they're like, yeah, it's really good, but you need a reveal. And I was on the phone to her and I said, oh my God, I have the perfect reveal.
I don't want to give it away, but was it based on personal experience?
You know, what I would say about that is it made sense to me. So if it was my own experience, I'm not saying it was true, but it explained something. And that's why it was so, it was very therapeutic to make the movie. But that's also why in the movie, you're like, that would explain it. You know, because I think a lot of people wonder why relationships are the way they are. And you don't know. You don't know the background. You don't know why.
How important do you think a reveal is in terms of this particular film or just in general?
I think it's actually fundamentally necessary. And my first degree was theater and English. And so, you know, writing and studying novels, and you learned about the arc of a story. And I it's so necessary to have an arc to your story. And I've seen scripts or screenplays or plays that people have written in, and it's like nothing happens. You know, you have to have conflict. If you don't have conflict, nobody's going to care, you know? And so I had the conflict, and my friend said, you have to have a reveal because you have to have an aha moment for the audience for them to enjoy it. Oh, you know, and it doesn't have to be like, oh, that was her red dress. It could be anything, right? Like it has to be, it can be little or it can be big, but you have to, because you got to hook your audience.
Working on something that's autobiographical, that can be tricky. Did you have any trepidation or reservations around that?
I think everybody who knows me knows what part is the fictitious part and what part was real. So I wasn't afraid of that. And I think that, and this is just my experience, but you're using your own reality to create your stories is always going to be a better outcome because it's real. A good story is reality just with a few tweaks. Right. I remember Jean, who played the mom, said to me, oh, I just love how you made the daughter adopted. It just added so many layers. And in my head, I was like, yeah, it just writes itself. Right.
Scene two.
What would be your top tip for a director who does not come from an acting background as to how to get that performance out of an actor?
You have to be very, very perceptive. And if there's a hesitancy or a barrier or something you're looking for that you're not seeing, you have to try and put yourself in that position and think, okay, they're nervous. I haven't described it the way they need to hear it. How would I need to hear it? I see a lot of people, they just repeat it. Like, you know, I want you to do it like this. And then the person does it again. And then they just say, I mean like this. And they say it again, but you have to come at it a different way to get them to understand it the way you want it done. And you also have to read the person and know if they're getting frustrated or upset. Or confidence is so important in acting, and so you have to be able to support that confidence. And if you take it down, it's not going to go your way.
Scene three.
What was the most challenging aspect of the actual filmmaking process, aside from this very personal subject matter, but of the actual process?
I know now the importance of having a good team. I think for me, though, like the organization was fun and something I'm pretty good at. And I think the difficult part was I don't know much about the camera aspect of things. So visually, I can say I like that. I don't like that. I need more light. I want to get rid of that thing in the corner. It's like, you know, like this, I can see it, but I don't know how to make it more. I need more, you know, but you have to learn to rely on your DOP is the person who knows it. So it's okay. I think you have to learn what it is you're good at and what you're not good at and get somebody else to do the stuff you're not good at.
Because you didn't know a lot about camera, did you have a shot list or did you storyboard, or what was your process in putting that together?
I started to storyboard, but it didn't really work for me. It's just interesting because I'm visual, but I'm not visual. And so I'm like, well, yeah, I can draw a stick figure standing there and then we need to get her from the front and the side. But why do I have to draw the stick figure over standing there? We need to, you know, we need to get her from the front and then we need to get her from further away. And so the storyboarding didn't, I think maybe with the more complicated scenes, you know, this was a lot of talking and there wasn't a lot of movement. So I don't think I needed to storyboard it. And the shot list, I know I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I didn't get enough close-ups. The answer is you always do, from far away, from middle, and from close-up. And then, you know, maybe a couple from the side just for variety, and from behind if you've got the time and you can do it, right? Like.
Scene four.
Well, I know that you come to directing from acting, but you also have a social work background. And I'm wondering how that has influenced your writing and your directing.
Well, I think the social work helps in terms of planning and organizing. So there's a lot of that in social work. You're dealing with multiple situations, multiple moving targets. And so the organizational piece certainly is from social work. But I guess because I do social work, I'm interested in people and pain. And so that's probably what led me to write in the end.
Shifting a bit to your subject matter, I know from personal experience that dementia can strip away inhibitions, and you've worked extensively with seniors. Are revelations as shocking as the mother's confession in your film common? I mean, you know, should we all clean up our act before we blurt out our sins in the nursing home?
As my mother deteriorated with dementia, you saw she became more of herself and yet less of herself at the same time. And so that was a gift that seeing somebody deteriorate gave me. And I think for those who are living with it, it's a blessing and a curse, because you see them in a different way and they might reveal themselves in a different way. So yeah, the bad stuff's going to come out, but you're going to see the child that they were, or the nurse, or the, you know, woman in love. You know, my mom, she found a boyfriend in the last 6 months of her life.
Scene five.
Okay, Sue. So what would be your next project or next dream step in your career? What have you got on the hop?
I wrote another dementia-based screenplay that I'm hoping to produce, hopefully this summer, if not next. And it's another dementia story about a friend of mine who's a woman who ended up in a locked ward at the age of 58. So it's another close to the heart drama story that I really want to make, but I'm looking for a little bit of money to do that.
Thank you so much for coming in and letting us chat with you and learn from your experience.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tail Slate.
And that's a wrap. Join me, your host, Joyce Clyde, for the next episode of Push In, the Cinevic Podcast.